Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Throwback Thursday, Throwback Thursday.
What is wrong with you?
DBT, DBT. I never know what to say, so happy Throwback Thursday.
That scared me.
Oh, how's your week, everybody? Hope it's going well.
Don't want to ask about my week.
How's your week going,
Rob? I'm right in the room with you.
You just... No,
you're talking to strangers? You'd rather talk to strangers than talk to me?
I know. I missed you.
Oh.
We spent so many days together, and then I don't see you for so long. You did a reading, I think.
I will never leave you. I will never go away.
Robert Goulet singing that? Nice.
Oh, I'm going to sing it. Oh, no, don't get me started, Kevin. It's so early. I am literally so tired because I've been doing all this work. But as soon as you said Goulet, His eyes lit up.
His face was a light.
I'm so excited this season. I'm putting out an album. The album is called Goulet Sings the 2018-2019 Season.
Oh, so give me a song.
Oh, we're going to hear some songs from Hadestown.
Nice.
Why we build the wall to keep Cara Lawrence out. She wants her alimony. And I want macaroni.
Oh, good rhyme.
Thank you.
Yep.
I was taught that by Lynn and Steve. Lynn and Steve Horowitz. They're my neighbors in Boca. Oh. They're amateur songwriters. Yeah. We play at the clubs.
Yeah.
I'm also going to sing from the prom.
Oh, yes.
Don't be gay in Indiana. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. That's all I know.
That's great, Rob. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Goulet.
Thank you.
Really, really
I'm
nice.
Also going to sing from Getting the Band Back Together.
Oh, great.
Come follow me in the bathroom while I make farting noises. Just kidding. I loved it. Mary Lou Henner gave me a brownie.
She's true. Right.
She passed out brownies.
I love that she was in that.
Those are the only songs I know from this season.
That was
season.
Really great. Thank you for that. That was really nice.
I can also sing from Woklahoma.
Woklahoma. Is that what they're calling it now? Because it's Woklahoma.
Yeah, I can sing from that. Don't throw Instagram followers at me. Because it's, you know, contemporary.
I got it. You know, I got it. That was good. The nice. Really
you good. Saw it. You saw it. Right?
I really did. And it was, I was fascinated. I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was into it.
Yeah,
and then the last 20
it.
Minutes hit me. And then it was... Because I saw the first preview and I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
And I was pretty rocked by it. It stayed with me for days. I kept talking about it with people, and I mean, it did what it was supposed to do. I understand. It's going to be polarizing. It definitely. And those of you who don't know, they've redone this Oklahoma. It was at St. Anne's Warehouse, and it's been in development for years and years and years, and they've scaled it down, and they've made it very intimate, and it's very much about gun control now, you could say. You walk into the theater and there's just gun racks everywhere with guns. Yeah. And which didn't really register until the show ended, and then I was like, oh wow. And it's pretty brutal where they go. But I think everyone should see it because it's a reinvention of an old show, and I think we're gonna see more of this in the future.
I did end and get your gun.
I knew you were waiting to say something
with
like that.
Jenna Van Oy.
Jenna Who's that?
She's her Blossom.
Oh my God, I love Blossom.
He didn't even mention Oklahoma. I don't know why. he should have said Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Is the show he did with Jenna
Exactly,
Vanilla.
With Bambi Lynn.
What? Oh, that's a good name we need to use more in these things.
Bambi. She's still with us too, I think. Isn't she?
I thought she passed.
Oh, shoot. She
I
did.
Don't know.
I think
I
you're right.
I think
no.
she passed.
Shame, 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 shame.
But me and Bambi and Grover Dale, we all went out to the Paper Mill Playhouse. And did a production of Oklahoma. I played the lasso. I couldn't even be seen for this audition for this production of Oklahoma. She's still at Bambi.
Still with us. She's the only living
you're
person
right.
from
oh
Oklahoma. She's yeah.
God,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
so right. Because it was her and George
That's
Irving.
Right. That's right.
And we got George Irving.
We did. Thank goodness.
Oh, then my God, let's see if we can find her.
I think she's in Florida somewhere. Does anyone know where Bambi Lynn is? If you do, let us know.
I will go down to Florida. We can make a day of
Speaking
it.
Speaking of Boca.
Speaking of Boca,
we can make a day of it. Yeah.
We can go interview her. Interview Jerry Herman.
Yeah.
Go to the Wick. See Carol Channing's dresses. Have a nice time. Perfect. You know, take a look around.
And then fly back home.
And then fly back home.
Just like Guys and Dolls.
We can visit Havana. What an interesting site-specific production that would be if they take the entire audience like on a plane from New York to Havana. Just to see like what Sky and Sarah went through for like 5 or 6 hours on that plane.
But those are the days where you would just do that. You would just go on a plane and pop down to Havana spend the evening and then
and have
come
a
back,
nice time
you know?
And slap know. A gangster across the face.
I know.
And
be like,
I'm a mission doll.
I've had two sips of my dulce de leche and I'm drunk. I'm wasted.
That's one of my favorite. Okay. Oh,
what?
Question.
Yeah.
Favorite end of act one moments or lines?
Oh, geez. That's wildly specific.
Mine, a big one for me is, what kind of doll are you? I'm a mission doll.
That's
door
great.
Slammed. Because you're like, how does it get better? Like, that's exactly what you want. You want to leave that anticipation
right,
of what's
right,
going
right,
to happen
right.
next.
I can't, I don't know. I don't memorize things like you do. You're so good at like...
One Day More? Musically?
That's classic. Also, the end of end of Act One of Gypsy. Isn't that, there's a great moment there.
Oh,
there?
Some People.
Yeah.
No, that's, Jesus,
no,
Rob,
no,
I'm so tired.
No, you're right.
Literally,
okay.
20 Queens just exploded.
Speaking of, did you see the new preview for the Judy Garland movie?
No, I have. It's Renee Zellweger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wish I could do a Judy Garland impression.
I know. The only thing you have to do is, it's all about the schwa. Like, Liza, you know, you just go to the, and then go to the.
No,
that just scared me a little bit.
No, that's not it. The night gets bitter. No.
I love that Come Rain or Come Shine that she does, that up-tempo at Carnegie Hall. It's so good. She's like, I'm with you, baby. Yeah. Like, that's like, what are you doing?
Days may be cloudy or sunny.
Yeah.
What? I can't do it. I really can't do a Judy Garland impression.
Why would you? Because she's the master.
Oh, my God. They're coming to take my gay card away from me.
Punching it. I just saw them punch it.
Oh. Oh.
Been punched.
Damn it. I have to win them back. Click, click. We're taking this back from you. Shame on you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll be my summer project.
What?
A Judy,
Learning
Garland,
a Judy
impression.
Garland impression.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't want to speak for all the listeners out there, but I know we're excited.
I don't think you are, but I appreciate you humoring me. maybe I could do James. Oh, here's what we're going to do.
What?
I'm going to learn James Mason from A Star Is Born, and you're going to learn Judy Garland from A Star Is Born.
Okay.
And we'll do scenes together.
I can't wait.
James Mason. No, that's not it.
Wow.
That's not it.
But I love that you just go for it. You
well,
just yes and
you know,
that.
Choices.
You know?
Choices.
Yeah.
You have to throw
or
yourself
not.
Into the... Or not.
Or not. Or none.
Or just, you know, hang off to the side and hope to God nobody notices that you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Oh, boy.
Which was seen on Broadway this year in the show. Just kidding. Just kidding.
That was good.
Just kidding.
No, I like that.
In the show, I have no shows. I have no shows. I have no shows to see.
Do you have a favorite thing?
Yeah, maybe. I'm tired.
I know. Let's just power through this. Go for it.
You think
What's your
so?
Favorite
power
thing?
Through.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm good now. I'm not drunk. I've just had
know,
a long night.
I know, but guys, he's cracking me
it's
up right now.
It's been a long day.
There's and it's only, year. It's 12:35 and Beth Fowler's going to be here
oh,
in 20
shit,
minutes.
Oh, shit, Beth Fowler's going to be here. I'm nervous and upset.
Because
it's Beth I've never met.
Oh.
I get to meet today. At one. No, that's not
good.
It. Okay,
no,
great.
This is fun.
My favorite thing, besides Beth Fowler wearing a teapot outfit as Mrs. Potts, which I want to ask about, going from Mrs. Lovett to like
really?
Put on the teapot
no,
outfit.
No, literally, yes.
And I want
to like Tony nomination to Beauty and the Beast wearing a teapot.
I want to ask if she was there the night that Leroy yelled at the guy playing the clock.
I do feel like we need to get the truth behind that story.
Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to part 112. Of our interview with Leroy Reams, where he tells the story of when the guy, he was Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast, and the guy playing the clock pushed him into the wings.
Let's just
say.
Because
he was moving too slow.
That's right.
First of all, I feel like Leroy, because I love him so much, I feel like if he gets a note and like, you're moving too slow, it's like, they're moving too fast. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I
exactly.
love him so much. I love him so much. He pushed the clock into the wings and had an argument with him.
Yeah. And did just, he like say, he like, he, go, oh, he went he, off on it.
I think we had to cut a lot of the things he said to this clock. But my favorite story, the idea is it's just like these two grown men having an argument, which is fine.
In these costumes.
Like he's dressed as a candelabra flaming and this clock is crying, like trying to get the hands of the clock to like wipe the tears
oh
off
gosh.
Of his eyes.
So
my
good.
Favorite thing, of course, I have a favorite thing. That's why we're here, folks.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
My favorite thing... I think next time I do a favorite thing, I'm going to do it all like Elaine Stritch. It's going to be like me, but it's just going to be like if Elaine Stritch had learned my dialogue.
And so that what you really mean is that then you won't have any dialogue. So you will not have. You won't
remember.
Don't
give it to me.
Don't give it to me.
You'll hear the rattling of the purse in the background. Always. My favorite thing. This is actually so cool. It actually came recommended through a listener.
I love when that happens.
Which I love too. We have a really wonderful listener. His name is Chad Campbell. Chad is a brilliant young actor and also has worked for The Ensemblist for like a number of years. Yeah. I miss The Ensemblist podcast. Yeah. They have a blog now, but I like the podcast. I'm happy that they're still doing it.
Yeah.
I just miss the podcast.
I like that they celebrated, though, the unsung heroes of Broadway.
Yes. And the nice thing about having friends that are younger than you is that they'll give you recommendations of things that you were
That's
like.
That's my favorite thing as well.
Is it really?
It
so
is.
We're going young today.
Yeah.
And by young, I mean 10 years ago.
Woke, as they say.
Woke, Oklahoma.
Woke, Oklahoma.
Where the irony comes waving down the non-existent plane. And Mary Testa is making chili.
There is chili.
I know.
Cornbread.
This hurt. I think this is why I'm saving it as the last show I'm seeing of the season, because dinner theater experience is so special to me.
Agree with you 1,000%. Well, who are we talking to? Danny Goggin about Chan Hassan. I was like, oh yeah, Chan Hassan. Of course, I love dinner theater.
I love dinner theater.
I think it's my two favorite things. I mean, what's not to like?
There's dinner and there's theater. Come on, folks.
Done.
And then there's always like a B or C list celebrity doing a show.
Yep.
Somebody posted in the Gilbert Godfrey Facebook group, they're posting all the old ads of like all the random celebrities showing up at dinner theaters. One of them was Grandpa Al Lewis from the Munsters. You know who Grandpa Al Lewis was?
Mm-mm.
He was this weird, weird fucking man in Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
Oh, my goodness.
But he had a voice just like this. And I was like, I'd pay to see him in Last of the Red Hot Lovers. Anyway, my favorite thing this week is a show. It's so odd. I was working in the theater that it was being performed in. And somehow, I never saw this show. And then Chad was like, how have you never seen this? And introduced it to me. And I watched it on YouTube. And I'm like, this is fabulous.
Okay.
How have I not seen this yet? Maybe you saw it. This was a show from 2009.
Okay.
I was working on Vanities at Second Stage.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were rehearsing upstairs, Sherry Renee Scott was downstairs doing... Everyday Rapture.
I did see it.
That is my favorite thing this week.
Wow.
I feel so bad. I was so unaware of this show. I mean, I knew that it was her, and I knew Lindsay Mendez and Betsy Wolf were like the other two women.
If I remember correctly, Roundabout quickly put it into their season to fill an open vacancy. I think I saw it at the American Airlines Theater.
Yes. So for our listeners who don't remember, they were doing a revival of Lips Together, Teeth Apart, the Terrence McNally play.
Yes.
And it was being directed by Joe Mantello, and it starred Megan Mullally. And she left the production very abruptly.
Yes.
We don't know exactly what happened, but we just know that she wasn't there.
Right.
And Roundabout, instead of being like, let's get a replacement, just decided we're canceling the show.
That's right.
And so they stuck in Everyday Rapture, which then went on to be nominated for Best Book of a Musical. And she was nominated for Best Performance by an Actress in a Musical. It's a really, really fascinating story. It's very autobiographical. It's about her time as a Mennonite. Living in Kansas, and how she went from that transition in her life to the world of show business. It is one of the most interesting, eclectic jukebox slash new song musicals I've ever seen in my life.
Because there's pop tunes in it that she sings, but then also original songs as
well. Oh, yeah. There's stuff from David Byrne. There's stuff from Johnny Mercer. There's stuff from Judy Garland. There's stuff from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's a really, really fascinating show. And my thing is, if you can find it on YouTube, I think it's more, first of all, she's a brilliant performer. And you can listen to it and enjoy the album of it. But watch her. Mm. I think she's actually one of the funniest actresses that's working today and is underrated. Very similar, I think, in terms of comedy, like to what Madeleine Kahn did.
She's very quirky.
Which is she has her own unique style. I hate to say, it's almost like Mary Louise Parker did musicals. That's kind of how I envision it.
I think that's
but
really
she's an absolutely brilliant actress. I encourage everybody, go out and take a listen to it. And like I said, I know it's contemporary for us because it happened in like the 21st century, which is something that's a little bit rare for us.
No, I'm glad you've mentioned this because I forgot about it actually. And I know there's a cast album of it.
Yeah.
And I remember it got a lot of acclaim. I had a great time watching it. When I saw it years ago. But.
And yeah, you actually got to see it.
Oh, yeah, I was in the theater. Yeah, I remember seeing it. I remember exactly where I was. Yeah.
And it was so funny. I just moved to New York, and I was working on Vanities, which was at Second Stage, and that's a podcast for another day because that was an experience, to say the least.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
But every day, I don't know how this happened, we would somehow get in the elevator at the same time to go. She was going to the second rehearsal floor, I was going to the third rehearsal floor, and every day, I don't know how it happened, we were always the only two people in the elevator going back every single day. There was nobody else in that elevator with us. And if you ever go to Second Stage, that elevator is slow and intimate. And I don't know why, maybe she was doing this for fun, but like every day before she would get off the elevator, she would just leave me with like a little bit of philosophy. We never introduced ourselves to each other. Never was like, hi, I'm Rob, hi, I'm Sher. We would just go up, and then one day she said, are cotton balls like clowns? Are clowns like cotton balls? And then the doors opened, and she left. And I regret not having seen the show because I think she's such a brilliant performer.
Yeah.
And I want to see her back on Broadway.
Me too.
Soon. I know she and Norbert Leo Butz from
they just did
last
that concert.
5 years and Dirty Rotten there.
Well, and they just did a 54 Below.
Yeah, a 54. Yeah. And they have a night, and it's actually a fabulous night.
I bet.
But I would love to see them do something again together. So that's my favorite thing. It's Sherry Renee Scott in Everyday Rapture. If you're not familiar with it, like I said, I would go onto YouTube and watch the clips just to see her style. And then if you want, listen to the recording.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing?
Well, mine is also introduced by one of our listeners, Kevin Daly, of course.
The great Kevin Daly.
Love him. Hi, Kevin.
Of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue fame.
We got to talk to Beth about that.
Oh, yes,
I was thinking, that's the first thing I think of whenever I see 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is Kevin Daly. But this is a musical that was done in UK. It is very woke, as the kids say. It's very popular. I think it'll be in next season on Broadway, I think. But if you can listen to this first, you're going to know it. It is so contagious to listen to.
I know what you're talking about.
What is it?
And Ray Kampf suggested it to me as a favorite thing. Six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Six the Musical. You guys, if you haven't listened to this yet, go on Spotify or Apple Music and listen to it. It's not long. It's just and at first you're going to think, oh my goodness, is this a musical? This sounds like pop tunes because these songs are so catchy, but it's a musical. It was done in 2 years ago at Edinburgh Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the writers are Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss. I love their name, Marlowe and Moss. Love it. Love it. Love the ring of that.
That sounds like a successful team.
They're at Cambridge University, and they were studying for their exams, and one of them had the idea for the show. And so while they were studying for their exams, they wrote this musical. I'm so impressed by the writing of it. When you listen to the wordplay of the songs, when you listen to the melodies, when you listen to the catchiness of these, and it's very pop-influenced. It's very kind of like if Hamilton had a baby. It has that kind of, I don't know, it kind of feels like that in that vein. It's a modern retelling of the lives of the wives of Henry VIII as a pop concert, and they're sort of each competing to show how awful their plight was with Henry VIII, and whoever had, in a competition resulting with that whoever had the worst time will be the lead singer of this group by the end of the show.
What a
and it's presented as a pop concert. Now, it's already being done at Chicago Shakes. They're the same production's then going to go to ART in Massachusetts, American Repertory Theater. Kevin McCollum, the Broadway producer, speaking of Hamilton and Rent and all the great musicals, he's already attached to it. I'm sure it's got legs, and I'm sure we're going to see it in New York. Everyone can't wait for it to come to New York City. They're being very tight with what the production's gonna, you know, releasing that. And so I think that they're being very smart going to the regions and then bringing it in. But really, well, all you gotta do is just listen to this music. It is so much fun. There's so much personality in these songs. What amazes me is that these two people at this university in UK wrote these songs out of nowhere, and like, they're well-written songs. They're as if they're pop tunes by the greatest pop writers of today. I'm just so impressed by it.
I'm so excited. I'm sure it'll come here to the city.
And I cannot some venue of
wait to have that happen.
And it's smart. It's very clear, the lyric writing. It's very intelligent, but it's also very empowering as well. I mean, it's just a strong show. So
I can't wait.
So check out Six, the musical.
Check out Six, and then check out Everyday Rapture.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what you think.
And we always love hearing suggestions for favorite things.
Thank you.
So send them our way. Send them our way.
Thank you.
Because I need help on the more contemporary stuff.
Yeah. Like, Wish You Were Here is great, but incidentally... Wish You Were Here.
It's contemporary in my
Sutton's
book.
Sutton's grandpa, he saw that when he was 12. He remembers seeing it with the big swimming pool and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I love those kinds of
stories. Amazing. And don't forget, please buy Goulet's album, Goulet Sings, the 2018-2019 Broadway season, featuring such songs as, I am sitting here in the bathroom. Michael in the bathroom. Michael in the bathroom by himself. All by himself. Knock, 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 knock. Someone's knocking at the door. Clang, 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 clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
What about the opening that come on?
Oh, sure. Kick, 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 kick
squib. I was a little confused because I showed up to an open call and they said dress like the squib, and I came in looking like June Squib, famous character actress from Nebraska. Needless to say, they went in a different direction. They went with Jason Tam, who looked like the character. I look like June Squib from Nebraska.
Well, you know.
Well, you live and you learn. I'm happy I read that correctly. I was going to go in as a squab.
Well, I'm glad.
Which is a pigeon.
We're learning a lot from you, always. Mr. Goulet. Thank you.
I think if Michael took some Metamucil, he could get out of that bathroom a little sooner. But Joe Iconis didn't want to hear my feedback. That's okay, Joe. Best of luck. I'll be over here doing a revival of the happy time. Now I'm going to take a nappy time.
Good night.
Good night.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.